to chatting about that here as well. The Saints win, we'll talk about that. You'll hear head coach Sean Payton and players. Also, yeah, forget the elephant in the room. You know what we're talking about. What is this deal that we might get in with a Category 2 later on in the week? So we'll touch on that here in a little bit going on as we'll fix it. I know we're getting a lot of texts and also mentions over there online at ESPN Radio NOLA. We're going to reset the streaming here in a quick second, trying to work on that here as well. So we'll get that on the streaming computer going here in a quick second. 800-998-1003 is the number to call. As always, you can chime in at ESPN Radio NOLA. You have a handful of questions of the day. Jordan, each and every Monday, what do you do, of course?
Yeah, give us your game ball, pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach in the Saints' victory over the Lions? And the other question of the day is, what is your storyline after the Saints' victory over the Lions? And you can tweet out at us at ESPN Radio New Orleans or call in 800-998-1003. And those are your two questions of the day. Throughout the show, we'll update some more.
Easy enough. And we'll go over, of course, the week in the NFL. COVID, a big story last week, and COVID, a big story, of course, for the New Orleans Saints. Big news that happened over Saturday. They fly to Detroit. They get there and they find out that one of their test players is positive. It turns out to be a false positive. We'll talk about all that more. Sean Payton touched on it. Some players were up at 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning overall as well for Michael Burton, who was the one that tested positive that turned out to be a false positive. But we'll hear about all that and more. But a lot of times the players, or some of the players, didn't get the full rest that they had to as well. Also, here's the other issue, the way that game started, right? So we'll talk a little about that because I really want to know what y'all felt like, right? Were you sending GIFs to friends of the atomic bomb hitting in the desert during the test there?
We got to talk about that also.
The GIF of the old panic button when it's 14-0.
You were telling me and all the Saints fans that there's no need to panic.
No need to panic.
3 minutes into the game, you're sending me and Todd panic buttons.
Yeah. Well, it was 14-0.
I mean, and guess what happened after that?
It was 14-0.
And guess what happened
right
after that?
Right at that moment, though, I'm sure I was not the only one going, what in the world is going on? I'm sure I wasn't the only one sending GIFs of the A-bomb, GIFs of the panic button being pressed. I know I wasn't the only one. Right? I know it wasn't
Mr.
the only
Doomsday.
One. We got plenty to talk to you about that here as well. Just three guests, 1 hour. Larry Holder of The Athletic is going to join us at 12:15. At 1:15, Rafael Esparza will go over all the week and the two games now that we're going to be seeing today on Monday Night Football doubleheader. Of course, one got postponed to a day later with Cam Newton being tested positive. Nobody else on the Patriots did, though. So you got New England and Kansas City on CBS. That's going to be a 6:05 kick. And then later tonight, they pushed Monday Night Football slightly further back. Atlanta at Green Bay, 7:50 kick on ESPN. So two games tonight, Jordan, to keep an eye on. New England at KC, 6:05 CBS. And on ESPN, 7:50 will be your Atlanta Falcons taking on the Green Bay Packers. Good to be staring at 0-4. For Dan Quinn. Anyway, we'll touch on that, of course, and at 2:15, oh my. Should I have this ready for our guest at 2:15? You know what I'm talking about? Marlon Favorite. Do you know what I mean? At all?
No.
You don't know why I would remotely have
Are you talking about something that happened over the weekend that a particular someone?
Oh, man. I have it ready to go. Marlins, Dallas Cowboys didn't get the win, right? Right? And also, one of the things to keep an eye on as well is the fact that his Lakers lost. Poor Marlon. Lakers lost, Cowboys lost. Just want to make sure he's doing all right today, so... We'll
oh, by the way, guess who else? I'm kind of happy they lost. The Chicago Bears.
Oh, you're happy, huh?
Yeah, you know why?
They didn't perform
as
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow. A little bitter there, huh? A little bitter?
You want to pull out your starting quarterback and Mitchell Trubisky, put in Nick Foles.
Okay.
Wow. That really showed you something.
Really?
Bum.
Wow. All right, your New Orleans Saints, they get the win. Let's talk about it here. 35-29 is your final, and I want to hear from you. 800-981-003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA. Your top takeaways from there. Game balls. Also, of course, pats on the back. And who is having a seat next to head coach Sean Payton, right? Looking forward to it. Let's talk a little bit about what you take out of this win. 35-29, first and foremost, I think it was a good win by the team, showing the ability to be able to adapt to something that no one can really handle. Okay, game planning for a team and doing all those things is one thing. Literally not knowing you were going to play. I mean, it gets to Detroit and you realize, and you find out that there was a false positive. Well, there's a positive test. The game could be postponed. You don't know what to expect. And literally players were, as Sean Payton mentioned, were being tested into the wee hours of the morning. And here's what Coach Payton had to say after the game. Again, it was our first chance to find out what was going on.
Yeah, listen, it is what it is. You know, I'm proud of how we got ready to play despite some of the challenges. And, there's 7, 8, 10 of us up at past 1 in the morning, and that's the way it is. Took them a while to get the point of care test here.
Incredible, right, when you think about it. And then, of course, Alvin Kamara talking about it afterwards to be able to focus on football and be ready to play after all of this.
And it was crazy, you know, with this all this protocol and stuff like that. You know, guys were up. You know, I was up at 3 a.m., you know, just trying to figure out what was going on. Had to get retested. You know, other guys were up at 3, 4. I mean, Mike was the one that got the false positive. He was up at like 5. He was like, man, I ain't go to sleep. I'm like, you know, but nobody cares at the end of the day. We still got to do what we got to do, so. You know, we got past that and came out here and we were able to get a win.
EF, thanks for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Great win.
Great win. We won the World with Trisha. How's everything?
I'm doing well, man.
Okay, my game. Yep. Hey, my game ball. Got to go to Andrew Brees. Like, I think he did what I needed him to do. I'm not. I don't care about throwing the ball 40 and 50 yards down the field. I do care about him throwing it 20 and 25, and he did that with ease yesterday. So I definitely I have him split the game ball with all the skill receivers, the skill positions. The running backs lit it up. The wide receivers came to play. So I enjoyed that. My pat on the back going to Patrick Robinson. His interception changed the complexion of the game. And as far as who's going to have a seat by the coach, it's really not his fault because he got thrown into the fire. But the running game really suffered when Ram went down and Greenwich went into the game. So he has to have a seat next to the coach. Only reason being because we watched Las Vegas kind of dominate Cam with his number 3 tackle. Right. So I expect more out of our backups as well. But good performance. Like I said, I didn't hit the panic button. Because I said they scored too soon, too fast. It kind of reminded me of what they did, what happened in Green Bay with the Green Bay game, and turned out basically the same way. And once they settled down, once I saw Drew throwing those 17 and 18 yard passes to who I call Manny Fresh now, Manuel Sanders. Once I saw those passes going in, and once Quaquan Smith got on board and lit it up a little bit, you know, it felt good. I would like to see more Troutman. I would like to see more Josh Hill. They got to stop being predictable with Taysom. Like, let them go back and throw some passes because they're just loading the box and they see them in there. They know it's going to be an option play. So just let them sit back and throw a couple passes to keep them on it. But, like, overall, good performance. I'm not going to ride Anzalone for the pass interferences and the illegal contacts. I think the referees just kind of missed calls on the pass interference. They totally missed a hold on Roach. Roach guy like literally got hog tied. So, you know, I'm not gonna sweat Anzalone with that. Like I said, the defense did a good job overall, you know, considering. You know, I helped my brother a couple of times when King Crawley got in the game. But overall, like I said, you know, they did the job. So I'm expecting more of that. I'm expecting the front seven and defense to do what they did, increase that pressure, step up, take ownership, and let's get it until these guys get healthy.
AF, man, I'm with you on a lot of different points there. So much to get into. The run game, the number four, something that stood out to me, 42 carries, four catches with Traquan Smith. I'll touch on that. Three sacks by the defense. Finally, they were getting no pressure before.
Yep.
So, you know, Cam Jordan getting his first sack of the season. Trey Hendrickson, another one. David Onyemata getting another one. He and Rankins continue to rotate. Three pass defenses. Five tackles for loss. I like that. Seven quarterback hits. Again, these are all positive signs of things. I would have liked some points in the fourth quarter. If I have to say, my one thing that bothers me is that we did not score. No offensive points in the fourth quarter. So that game was a little
That was my issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But other than that, like I said, I think, you know, they'll be fine. We just got to get these guys back healthy. I really need Ram back for Monday night because I don't want to face Bosa and Ingram without him.
I hear you, man. Hey, thank you for the phone call today.
All right, you got it, man. Have a good one.
There he goes. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING is the number to give us a buzz. To give them a call, of course. And then also, to give us a buzz, 800-998-1003 is the way to do so at ESPN Radio NOLA. Hour one up and running. Larry Holder is next on the Sports Hangover. And go anywhere in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Veterinary favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Hey NOLA, it's Zion Williamson, and it's time to show how we won't bow down right here on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Saints with the win up in Detroit. Alvin Kamara, how big was this win?
This win was big, you know, just coming off two losses, you know. We came in here, we prepared all week.
Exactly. We'll hear more from Alvin Kamara, a couple of Saints players and coach here. At the bottom of the hour, Larry Holder of The Athletic covers the New Orleans Saints. Good afternoon, Larry. How are you?
What's up, Goose? How are you?
Things better, huh? Maybe especially after that the win, but that first start. I'm not saying who, but in a text thread with a couple of friends, the atomic bomb GIF, the panic button GIF, they might have been sent amongst us.
I would expect it. Given what happened in week two and week three, and then you start like
I was talking about the start of the game when it was 14-0 and like two.
No, that's
minutes.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. when that happens, I mean, oh my gosh, yeah. You add it all up, and total disaster. Blow up the whole team, right? But look, at least what you got to see, even though the end got hairy, it's still a team that's able to be resilient. Like I was talking to people, look, you know, at least the Saints aren't the Falcons. You know, the Falcons would have come back and blown the lead. So, look, I do feel like the Saints, especially down, let's see, six starters, and then you lost Ryan Ramczyk, and people were getting banged up left and right in that game, even like someone like Justin Hardy on special teams. And so you were able to play well in a huge long spurt, hang on, against a pretty good offense. Like, I think Detroit, like I said, I think Detroit was a pretty good offense, especially if they got Kenny Golladay back. And so, look, they hung on 2-2. Now I think you're starting to see they can get some players back. I think they'll start. I think this is the uptick. I mean, I likened it on Twitter and then on The Athletic to almost gut check time, like week three last year, where you could have just really gone down in the dumps. Drew Brees got hurt. You're at Seattle. I mean, you could have really gone down in the dump, and yet the Saints were able to play very well for a long period of time offensively, play pretty well defensively, like I said, outside of the last portion, but still get the win, move on, and now you go Monday night against the Chargers. And even though they're playing pretty well, look, they lost one of their better players over the weekend in Austin Ekeler, so they're definitely coming in as a bit of damaged goods too.
Larry Holder of The Athletic covers the Saints. Let's go over a couple of things, because you mentioned losing some players too. You mentioned Hardy, Deontay Harris got nicked up, Ramczyk as well. You mentioned the six starters, but you really have to start really with the whole COVID scare, the false positive to Michael Burton, and the fact they had to deal with that and then go out there and play a football game. Look, we're having an extra football game today because of a COVID scare with New England. One already got postponed today. This is going to be what 2020 is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I almost zoned out about that just because we have far larger potential COVID scares. That's like the third biggest COVID scare of this NFL weekend, which is so wild and crazy. But look, that in and of itself could have been an embedded excuse too. You know, they had to deal with that. Not every player dealt with that, but, you know, the coaching staff and this, that, and the other. And so when you have that, you go through a bit of a panic mode. And so you get to that point, and then when you are able to prevail, just one more thing, at least, look, at least he wasn't someone who was infected or had infected others. And so, you know, as Sean Payton kind of put after the game, it is what it is, and teams are having to deal with this, and at least the Saints were on the better end as opposed to, say, the Titans and then, of course, the Patriots and those sort of teams.
I want to touch on a couple of things in the game that we can get on here that really stood out. And I have to start with the backfield because you know who, and I constantly go back and forth about the run game. You and I have talked about this, though, Larry, that I do think you have to almost adjust and amend your offensive plan here. And I've been saying for a while, I think using your backs in the air and on the ground can really help this team. And I saw that yesterday. I saw screens to Murray and Kamara. I saw both of them get carries, 42 of them for 164 yards. And in the passing game, three receptions by Kamara. Murray got one for 19 yards. I just look, you look at this and it's, I think it's what the Saints offense is going to be. Those two guys can give you, if you remember back in the day with the, you know, the Giants, Thunder and Lightning, I think you need to ride these two backs right now.
Well, they adjusted because the Lions are one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. I think that is part of why they adjusted. And, like, you mentioned the yardage. They didn't even match. I think Detroit was giving up 173 yards per game. So the Saints didn't even match with the, like, the Saints' output yesterday helped Detroit's average on run defense, which is really hard to believe. But when you look at that, Sean Payton stuck to what was supposed to work, rode the game plan, and I think that was huge. And what it did was opened up the passing game, play action. You know, it allowed Emmanuel Sanders to get open. Tre'Quan Smith played really well. So it was you didn't deviate from that. And I think that was something that, look, and Sean Payton's admitted that he's had ups and downs with play calling so far this year. I think yesterday, overall, was easily his best play call game offensively, and that's why you saw such a great explosion on that.
How about this? Three sacks, five tackles for loss, three pass defenses. Obviously, at the start of the game, Saints fans were not happy with the play of the defense, but they got going. Look, man, it was nice just to see Cam Jordan do his sack celebration, Trey Hendrickson with another one, and Yamada. He and Rankins continue to rotate. And eventually, we might see Marcus Davenport. So, again, look, we predicted and thought that this defensive line could really help, and you're hoping that they will. But, look, it was nice to see pressure finally.
Yeah, and you would expect to see pressure because Matt Stafford isn't exactly Mr. Mobility over there, even though he got out and about. Look, that's part of what happens sometimes when you actually have good coverage. I feel like the Saints a lot of times had good coverage and got some coverage sacks. So I do feel like you can't discount that. But look, Trey Hendrickson has been consistent overall. I think getting David Onyemata back, that's a low-key addition, and he played pretty well yesterday. Cam Jordan kind of got going. Who knows what's going to happen with Marcus Davenport. I think everyone is, including the Saints, are frustrated with him. But you were able to make Matt Stafford uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Even early when they scored, he was uncomfortable for a couple times, but then they let up on third down. So, look, I do think that this is something that, if you can get a Davenport back, I don't feel like the defensive line has been totally part of the problem. I feel like of the three groups, they've probably played the best. But considering how the overall defense has played, that might not be saying that much. But, look, I do think that you're seeing an uptick there as well.
And, Larry, I got to finish off, speaking with Larry Holder, the Athletic, with the play of two receivers in particular, Emmanuel Sanders, six receptions, 93 yards, a 15.5-yard average, and then Tre'Quan Smith. Man, I looked at this box score at the end of the game. It sure felt like he caught a lot more than four, but that fourth one, probably the biggest, sealed it by getting that first down. Your thoughts on those two?
Well, look, Emmanuel Sanders, you've been waiting for him to kind of emerge, and you kind of saw a smart guy. He's staying within the zone, mm-hmm. catching passes, this, that, and the other. But, look, Tre'Quan Smith, I put it on Twitter earlier today. He deserves so much credit. He only had four catches for 54 yards, but two of them were for touchdowns. And both of those touchdowns came after getting drilled in the chest, which Sean Payton, you could see on the sideline, thought that was actually a cheap shot. And so, he came back in, caught the two touchdowns. He's an underrated player of the game. I mean, he's like Johnny on the spot, flying after the fumble from Josh Hill that ran 17 yards away, recovers that. He hauls in third and nine. Near the end of the half to set up, the touchdown drive to go up 28-14. And at the end of the game, hauls in a 19-yarder on third and five to help that game-ending drive go. So he had a spectacular game. It might not look at it in catches. Obviously, the TD scores. But overall, he had a spectacular game.
Yeah, I mean, he's the game ball, right? Because especially, too, you look at that importance and that confidence factor and level that you sort of need. And you go back to what Sean Payton said at the beginning of the season, that he had that appetite for catching the ball over the middle. And you start doing that, and Drew starts having that kind of confidence in you. Then you add Michael Thomas back, Larry. All of a sudden, you can start seeing maybe the happenings that this offense is going to get moving along here, man.
Oh, no doubt. You know, you're getting this thing cranked up with Drew Brees and the receivers, and then Michael Thomas is going to come back. And, look, they were without Jared Cook, too. You know, the tight end, I mean, we mentioned Josh Hill. Yeah, he caught a ball, but then fumbled it. Yeah. You know, so it's not like the tight end was a big part of this game plan either. And so, but you get Mike Thomas back. I think they're starting to get this thing ramped up. And I think things are certainly starting to look better offensively. Even though they lost last week, that the Saints' offense wasn't the problem last week. And so, you know, you get that thing going, and you're definitely be in every game, you know, regardless of how your defense plays, even though I think the Saints defense is still a little bit suspect, but the fact that the offense is going puts you in the driver's seat in every game.
Tell you what, next week will be interesting. 38-31, Tampa comes back to beat the Chargers. They were down big late, Larry, 24 points in the second half needed by Tampa Bay. Justin Herbert, 3 touchdowns in that game. So I got a text from Leo Haggerty, who calls in every week and talks Tampa with us, and he said Justin Herbert's the real deal. So we'll see how that Saints secondary matches up. But in the meantime, Saints get a win, and oh, by the way, is a hurricane on Friday. So let's see what happens as we get ready for a Monday night game.
Haven't we said that every other week or every
feels
week?
Like it, doesn't it?
We should just
feels
wear like a cone on our head, right? We are like the walking Conan here. So, but yours would just be the dunce cap.
Mine and on that note, look at that clock. Look at that clock. Jordan, isn't it break time?
No, it's break time for you, Gus, because you were throwing the panic button and the atomic bomb.
I did not!
Larry, you know what? You could do the rest of the show if you would like. Gus is out of here.
No time for Larry Holder, The Athletic. Find him on Twitter, at Larry Holder. Thank you, sir.
I do. See y'all.
There he goes, Larry Holder. First hour is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you have been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Game balls, pats on the back, and who needs to have a seat? Next, the head coach, Sean Payton, following the 35-29 win. I want it all, 800-998-1003. Rest of the hour is open to your phone calls. Next guest is Raphael. We'll go over the NFL and some of the big games. We'll touch on the NFC South coming up at 12:45. But when we come back, what was your play of the game? Because I don't think it was actually on the offensive side. Larry kind of mentioned it, and I agree with him. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Get in on all of the football action with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app now and use code GREENY. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's code GREENY, only at DraftKings. Make it rain.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. Ali, CEO of Walls Need Love, struggled to find someone for his wallpaper company. So he turned to ZipRecruiter, and today you can try that for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. He quickly found a great match for the role, plus she applied within a few days after he posted the job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny.
Ramsey's has 50 showcases full of diamonds and designer engagement ring prototypes that haven't even been manufactured yet.
Other stores make empty claims and empty promises.
Ramsey's makes fantastic deals on fabulous diamond engagement rings.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. Alvin Kamara. All that COVID talk. At the end of the day, got a game to play.
Mike was the one that got the false positive. He was up at like 5. He was like, man, I ain't go to sleep. I'm like, you know, but nobody cares. At the end of the day, we still got to do what we got to do. So, you know, we got past that and came out here and we were able to get a win.
Twitter Dave, going to come to you in a quick second, but first, quarterback Drew Brees on the win and getting back on track.
Well, again, I think it says a lot about our team. You know, they go down the field, they get a touchdown on their first series, and then unfortunately, we get the tip ball on the first play, and so they get the ball right back and get. So we're down 14-0, and it hadn't even been 5 minutes expired on the clock, you know. So I think for us, just to remain very calm and poised, and then, you know, again, offensively put together 5 consecutive drives with touchdowns, 35 points and defense to play as well as they did. You know, going into that fourth quarter, it's now 35-14. And, you know, we knew we were going to have to close this team out. You know, they're a finished strong type team. They got a great quarterback on the other side who's used to putting together those types of drives. So we knew we had to close it out.
800-998-1003. If you want to give us game ball, pats on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach. My game ball is going, I'm going to go Tre'Quan Smith. I'm going to go Tre'Quan Smith with my game ball. Pats on the back. I got like five of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Murray and Kamara in the backfield. The offensive line. Anytime you can rush 42 times, 164 yards, three TDs on the ground, offensive line gets pats on the back. But Murray, two TDs. Kamara, one TD on the ground. Emmanuel Sanders gets a pat on the back, right? His best game as a Saint, and you could easily see that connection with Drew get moving along. But I got to tell you, honorable mention for game ball, Patrick Robinson. The interception coming when it was 14-14. Saints go 9 plays, 80 yards, 526 to go up 21-14. Twitter Dave, thanks for giving us a call on the Sports Hangover. What you got, sir?
I got one for you. I got game ball goes to the offensive line of the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm very proud of what I've seen. They finally came around.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to give nothing to the Saints, man. No, I ain't giving them nothing.
Not a single thing? Come on, man.
Not a damn thing. Because you know why? Because they're no good. They're just not what they were. Last year, they're not what they were 2 years ago. The age is creeping up on them, man. I'm happy for Joe Burrow. He got his first win of his career in the NFL. Very proud for him. My sit down is with Ron. During the latter part of the week, he mm-hmm. said my defense or this defense is further along than last year's defense. That was just because he didn't. Apparently, he had a problem with the defensive coordinator from last year, and it's sort of a shot. And he was wrong. He should sit down. Somebody's got to sit down with him and say, "Look, you got to let that go." You know. And I mean, because mm-hmm. honestly, he would never say that. Can you honestly say that the LSU's defense is further along this year at this point than last year's defense?
Right.
No, come on, man. They're young. They got a lot of growing pains to go through. But anyway, I love the show, brother. Go Bengals, and that's all we got for you.
Go Bengals. I love it. Twitter Dave, thank you, man. Just for years, Joe Burrow on setting a record, another 300-yard passing game for him.
We got the win. That's all I care about. You know, the last two, we didn't win. So feels good to win. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win football games. Like I said, I'll throw it 0 or 100 times. I'll throw for 7 yards or 500. Doesn't matter to me.
He also talked about, Jordan, that the game ball that he got for that first win, it's going right back into the ball bag. He says there's only so many good footballs. He loves how that football feels, so he's not keeping it. He's put it right back in the ball bag, though. It was awesome to see. Here's the thing, as we welcome in Richard to the show.
Richard.
Sacked only once. The game before, 8 times. Sacked only once. Man, I told you my threat of calling Rich Paul in Clutch Sports.
He didn't call Rich Paul, though.
Well,
I
maybe.
I think it was a lot of the social media.
Yeah, exactly right. Richard, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover, sir. How are you today?
Man, I'm great. Isn't Monday always better after a Saints victory?
Incredibly better.
Yes, sir. Yes. So for the game ball, I honestly want to give it to the whole offense. I don't know if that's a bit of a cheat, but, you know, Drew, he had the crispness on the passing. I always enjoy seeing those smooth spirals that he throws. You know, Tre'Quan, mm-hmm. Emmanuel Sanders, they both did great. The running game, I know you've been harping on that for a while, and Sean, maybe he was listening one night or something, but the run game was great. The offensive line played great up until Ramczyk went out, and I mean, you know, what can you do there? That he's an all-pro for a reason. So I felt, honestly, after the first 3 minutes, I felt whole offense deserved a game ball, in my opinion.
All right, easy enough. Hey, Richard, one of the things that I thought really stood out, too, again, when I went back to and looked at the box score, I was surprised. Were you surprised that Tre'Quan Smith only caught 4 balls? He was targeted 4 times. That's important. The 4 targets he all caught. But it felt like more, right? Didn't it feel like every one of his catches were big? And they were. Of four catches, one won the game on third and five. Two were in the end zone. That's an unbelievable, I guess, definition of make them count, huh?
Exactly. I didn't know that. Like, I actually found that out last night when I looked over the box score. I'm like, right. Four? You're kidding.
Four. But it was almost like
he took over the role of when you need that play. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, it's third down and whatever. Or, you know, we need this score before half. Like, it was like he took over that role. And someone mentioned earlier, it might have been you, about the cheap shot he took, the nice shoulder to the ribs that the guy did on him on the pick play. And, you know, he went back out there, got the score. And, like, none of his catches were, like, you know, right there, you know, wide open, like, you know, one of Sanders was. Like, his catches were hard catches, like, going down with a defender on him. Like, he was earning his keep for those four catches.
That is for sure. Is Tre'Quan Smith on getting that game-sealing catch? Give a listen.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that was probably the biggest play of the day. Definitely, we really needed the first down, and Drew trusted me and threw me the ball, and I came down with it. So, by far, that was kind of like the biggest play. It kind of like iced the game for us, you know, to secure the win.
Were you the primary on that, Tre'Quan?
Yes. Yes, I definitely was the primary. We worked on it multiple times in practice. So, yeah, I was with the primary receiver on that one.
I just think for confidence, Richard, that's such a big thing, isn't it? To be able to make that play. Because, look, he got popped and he hauled it in, you know? He hauled it in there at the end to win that game, man.
It was. And for the pat on the back, I want to give – when I saw – when y'all announced Friday of who wasn't practicing and then the inactives were announced, and I, like many people, I hate to say it, when I saw P.J. Williams and Patrick Robinson, I'm like, oh, boy. Well, okay. So I want to give a pat on the back to both of them because they weren't – their names weren't called out for – wrong reasons, more or less. Like, you weren't hearing them like, oh, Galladay burned him five times or blah, blah, blah. You know, Pat Robinson got that big pick, which was funny. The moment Stafford threw it, I'm like, that's a pick, because Pat was just staring right at him the whole time. I was like, all right, I know you're going to throw to this guy, but you didn't put enough on it. So I just thought that at the end of the day, they both being thrown into there. I think Robinson said later he was told Thursday that he was going to start or play. To be thrown in there, you know, and Stafford's a good quarterback, and he had pretty much his whole arsenal there, and they held up really well. I think Stafford, his completion percentage wasn't that high. Like, I mean, he had 14 or 15 incompletions overall, and I thought a lot of that had to do with how well those two played as emergency starters.
I'm with you, Richard. Good takes, man. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
Thank you very much.
800-998-1003, 3529. After the next break, we'll go over a little bit on the NFC South. LSU did get the win, 41-7. Brennan, 23 of 37, 337 in the air, four touchdowns, just one interception. John Emery on the ground, 12 carries, 103 yards. LSU's run game, I thought, was pretty big and important to kind of get going there in that win over Vandy. All they did was rush for 161 yards overall, so that was good to sort of see. As they move forward on that, the big surprise, Jordan, I think, in the SEC was Mississippi State going down at home against Arkansas, snapping a 20-conference game losing streak.
That was a crazy game.
They did everything they could, by the way, to let Mississippi State in that game. I'm watching it at the end. I'm like, oh, boy. But it's just remarkable when you look at it, right? And, like, because, of course, you look at that game and go, how was LSU not to be able to do this on defense?
But the thing is, Arkansas, I know there was a bunch of people, their defense is 1,000 times better
you
than
think,
it was
so, no,
the past few seasons.
Oh, yeah, no, I hear you. But at the same time, well, Barry Odom's a really good defensive coordinator. But my point is, they didn't play man. They just kept everything in front of them. That's all LSU. That's why T-Bob lost his mind last weekend. He's like, all you have to do is adjust and stop playing man coverage against his team, because Costello's going to throw the ball and threw it away a couple of times and threw some picks. But anyway, Tiger fans, if you want to chime on that, do you feel better about Brennan? Do you feel better about Brennan? We'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, but I'd love to get your takes on it. I know Matt Muscone is going to go over the game in detail when he comes up at 3 o'clock. 800-998-1003 if you want to chime in on a 35-29 win over the Saints. Though, again, that's what's remarkable to me. You lose six starters. And in the game, you lose Justin Hardy, Dante Harris goes down, Ryan Ramczyk goes down. I mean, it's incredible the amount of people that the Saints have had to try to overcome this way. And look, it was I thought a great win by this team, to be honest with you. I really thought about that. Here's Sean Payton on falling inside a 14-point hole.
Yeah, I think it did. I think, look, we were able to regain kind of time of possession, and I think that helped. We've got to be better defensively on the first drive. It's happened too much this year. Our red zone defense is still something that needs work. I was proud overall of how the team played, considering, you know, some of the challenges that they had with some new players in the lineup. So overall, it's a good team win.
One of the other things that stood out to me, and Jordan, thought I mentioned this a little bit earlier too, the number four is something I want to harp on today. Number four is what stood out. You know, I always tell you about the top three, five things kind of in the game that stand out. The number four, 42 carries, 164 yards. Kamara put in 83, Murray 64, two TDs for him. Kamara got one. Four catches, the number four. Traquan Smith, again, I can't believe it was four. Didn't it feel like more than four? They're incredible. Out of those four catches, one wins the game on third and five, two wind up in the end zone. And then the other four, do you know what the other four is, Jordan, in that game that stood out?
No.
Penalties.
Ooh.
Only four penalties by the Saints. How nice would that? Now, I know one of them was by your best friend, Marcus Williams pass interference. There was one by Anzalone that was a pass interference. That was not. If you can't do that, you have every right to run straight. Alex Anzalone is running down the seam. He has every right to that piece of turf that he's on. I don't. How are you supposed to defend the pass if you can't run with the receiver? I mean, receiver's got to get around you, too. I thought that was a terrible pass interference on Anzalone. But just four for 67, that's much better. We'll hear what Sean Payton has to say about that when we come back. Take your phone calls, tweets, and more. Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Men, are you having trouble with reduced energy, increased body fat, reduced libido, or even ED? Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill for Men's Total Health, and these are signs of hormone imbalance. Low T can help impair immune response, cause insomnia, brain fog, and affect overall self-confidence. Pay Men's Total Health a visit today at 3829 Veterans and get tested. They have on-site labs, so you get results while you're there. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net today.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
One of the best comments from the game yesterday is welcome you back to the Sports Hangover. Was this by Alvin Kamara?
A game like this will set everybody up, just like I said. So.
You know what he was referring to, by the way?
He was referring to you.
No. What are you talking about?
Shut everyone up.
To me?
Shut you up.
He was asked, could a game like this be the launching point for this offense? Do you remember earlier in the week he was asked about Drew Brees?
A lot of people were asked about Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Has he lost it? Is he able to still quarterback in the NFL? Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I mean, just allude back to earlier this week, a question that I got about Drew, you know, and a game like this will shut everybody up, just like I said. So he was on point. I'm never worried about that. It's nothing that I got to, like, award Drew for, you know, being Drew. I mean, I say it every year. It's Drew Brees. Like, it's not much to say. He's as advertised. So he did a good job today. You know, we were able to get our offense going. Sean was on point. We got a big win.
Carl Alexander on Twitter at GCAT_17. Are we still wondering if Drew forgot how to throw the ball? Jordan, do you feel better about Drew Brees after this game?
I changed.
19 of 25, 246. The average yards in those airs. There in the air. 9.8 was the average of the pass. Oh, sacked twice. Did throw a pick. Quarterback rating of 116.4. 19 completions. Do you feel better? It's a simple question.
I do feel better. I did say last week that my hot take would be Drew throwing for over 200 yards.
Right.
And throw three touchdowns over 10 yards. I think he threw one touchdown over 20 yards. So, I mean, I'm not really surprised, but because you expect this out of Drew Brees. So, I mean, you are more optimistic.
I'm talking about this season, though. You were optimistic that Drew would get it going here.
I mean, it's Drew Brees. You think?
Okay,
Drew...
so it's yes. It's a yes or no. Yes.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
I don't believe you. Drew Brees on if he's starting to get back into that groove.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've set the bar high. You know, high expectations. There's a reason we won more games over the last 3 years than any other team. It's because we practice, we prepare. We have a great process in how we prepare for games and then how we plan to execute and the level of expectation. And the speed at which we play, the variation with which, you know, we can win football games. This is obviously the closest to where I know we can be, you know, thus far this season. We still have a lot of work to do, but I'm excited to get back to work on it.
You heard getting closer to where they want to be. So is this getting closer, and in what areas does he think so?
Yeah, listen, I felt like it was good tempo. I felt like it was very balanced. I felt like we ran the ball very well, threw the ball well. You know, we were great on third down, 10 of 14, you know, scored touchdowns in the red zone. So, you know, I think that, you know, I hate that we had two drives in the fourth quarter that you know, put our defense back on the field too quickly. You know, I felt like we had an opportunity to get some points there with our drive that extended into the fourth quarter. You know, we ended up putting them down and pinning them down at the 2-yard line. But we really should have gotten points there. And then we had, I think, just a 3-and-out, you know, that next drive, which, you know, and then besides the tipped interception, which is just bad luck, you know, on the first play of the game, or first drive. Other than that, I felt like, you know, listen, it's hard to put together 5 consecutive scoring drives. You know, we were able to do that today. And it was just great execution all the way around. I mean, you name it, we had big plays in the passing game. We ran the ball well. We had a screen or two. But all in all, I think everybody just did their job, played really well.
What a way something like a week can change just a person's outlook on somebody.
Really?
CBS Sports, NFL grades. Brees regains elite form.
Elite form, baby. He's back to being elite. Isn't that incredible? 1 week.
Washed up. the greatest quarterback ever.
Of all time? Look at him. Well, let me tell you what. If you were paying attention to Twitter when the Buccaneers were getting hammered at home by the Chargers, it wasn't very – and then at the end of the game, he winds up with 5 touchdown passes. And guess what you heard today? You know what you heard today?
The comparison?
Oh, it's over. Just go ahead and give it to him. Go ahead and give it to the Buccaneers. Did you hear what Mike Tannenbaum had to say when the Buccaneers? We'll play that here coming up. Because the Bucs did win 38-31 over the Chargers. 5 TDs, 24 points. They were down 17 in that game. Elsewhere in the NFC, South Carolina, they're now 2-2 as Teddy Bridgewater threw 2 touchdowns as they beat the Cardinals. So the Cardinals start out 2-0. Everybody loves them, some Arizona Cardinals. Jordan, since then, they've lost to the Lions. They've lost to the Panthers, two teams I wouldn't consider on the higher echelon of it. I mean, I know Carolina has, you know, same amount of wins as the Saints, but you get my point, right? I mean, like, if you're Arizona and all the people over there saying, hey, looky there. Not too good losses there. I haven't even got to the Cowboys. Were you surprised by the Browns hammering them for a bit? The boys made it interesting late. Dak Prescott 500 yards passing. Did you see that?
They are who we thought they were.
Oh, they are, huh? They are who we thought they were. Wow. Okay. But Drew Brees mentioned two things there that really stood out. Tempo. The Saints, we talked about this last week, didn't we, Jordan? We talked about this. You might even brought it up, too. Like, we're so used to seeing the Saints in and out the huddle, just the tempo and the speed. We talked about that last week, I think, here in the studio. It was about pace. It was almost like the same pace like you would see, like, in a basketball game. Just, right, you said they looked slow. In and out of the huddle, the plays, it was kind of, come on already, get going. I did not feel that yesterday. And that's what Drew Brees said. Here's the other element, right? Drew's always said that since he's been here. His favorite drives are 10-play drives. I'm going to go over the Saints' drives here quickly. First drive, you get the pick, the tip. It just happens. The next drive, though, they go down the field and answer Jordan. 13 plays, 75 yards, 7:15. The next drive is also a touchdown drive. 10 plays, 80 yards, 5:42. The next drive, also a touchdown drive, following the P-Rob interception. 9 plays, 80 yards, 5:26. The next drive, also a touchdown drive. They got a short field because of a punt, 3 and out by the Lions, 4 plays, 49 yards. The next touchdown drive, though, to get going in the second half, Jordan, 10 plays, 75 yards, 6:08. They punted again, and that's why the game was a little more closer than it needed to be in the second half. Only one touchdown drive in that. But most of those drives are 10-play drives or more, and that's what Breeze wants. That's what this offense gets going on, and they enjoy it, you know? And it's something that I thought I loved. I love the mix of air and run, but 42 carries, Sean Payton.
Yeah, look, I'm going to say this. I thought the guys up front were outstanding. You know, we had a couple injuries. We moved Easton over to left guard. He played extremely well. The tape's going to show it. Cesar Ruiz, you know, got his first start. We had to make some adjustments there when we lost Ryan in the backs. I mean, we just did a lot of things well. And, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand. I thought the third downs that we didn't convert were the longer distance or less manageable ones. But the ones we did, we put ourselves in a good position. And the one time went for it on fourth down and hit Alvin, I think, on the big play.
Yeah, that fourth down play, too, as well, that kind of stood out. So, game balls, pats on the back, and who needs to have a seat with Coach? We haven't got to that, Jordan. Anybody who needs to have a seat down with Coach? Interesting. We haven't got that just yet. Marcus haven't seen Williams. That. Stop it. Really? Is he just every week? Do we just have him a sit down with Coach? Hour one's brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. That puts a wrap to hour number one. When we come back in hour two, Rafael Esparza, 115. The rest of the show is open to you if you want to chime in. Tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA or call 800-998-1003. Breaking down the Saints win over the Lions, 35-29. on the Sports Hangover. When we come back, on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years.